a stranger. He repaired the King Bolt, but what the watch gained in one way, it lost in another. It would run a while, and then stop a while, and then run a while again, and so on, using its own discretion about the intervals. And every time it went off, it kicked back like a musket. I patted my breast for a few days, but finally took the watch to another watchmaker. He picked it all to pieces and turned the ruin over and over under his glass. And then he said there appeared to be something the matter with the hair trigger. He fixed it, and gave it a fresh start. It did well now, except that always at 10 minutes to 10 the hands would shut together like a pair of scissors, and from that time forth they would travel together. The oldest man in the world cannot make head or tail of the time of day by such a watch. And so I went again to have the thing repaired. This person said the crystal had got bent, and that the mainspring was not straight. He also remarked that part of the work needed half-soling. He made these things all right, and then my timepiece performed unexceptionally, save that now and then, after working along quietly for near 8 hours, everything inside would let go all of a sudden and begin to buzz like a bee, and the hands would straightway begin to spin round and round so fast that their individuality was lost completely, and they simply seemed a delicate spider's web over the face of the watch. She would reel off the next 24 hours and 6 to 7 minutes, and then stop with a bang. I went with a heavy heart to one more watchmaker, and looked on while he took